We are going to hear now about a popular program for supporting vets. Team Red, White, and Blue is a fitness club started by a veteran of both the Iraq and Afghan wars 5 years ago in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The program currently has 83,000 members in 175 chapters across the country. As Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris reports, one of the secrets to its success is bringing vets and civilians together to do something they love.
Roll into the parking lot of Gallup Park in Ann Arbor on a Saturday morning and look for the people in the bright t-shirts.
Oh, really?
This is one local chapter of Team Red, White, and Blue. And I'm tagging along with chapter captain Ryan Taylor and member Sarah Robb for their weekly four-mile run. Rob asked if I'll ever do a marathon.
No. Half maybe.
That's what I thought.
Well,
never say never.
No, I did okay. Half and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open.
Yes.
Rob served with the Vermont Army National Guard in Afghanistan. Both Rob and Taylor say they appreciate the people in this running group are non-judgmental. Taylor is a Marine veteran. He says when his civilian friends ask questions about his time in Iraq, it can be awkward.
You know, like, they just don't really get it. Like, I've known them all, like, forever, but they just don't understand. Like, you know, did you shoot anyone, you know, or, you know, what's it like? You know, and you can't sum it up, what's it like? You know, I mean, it's, for me, it was 4 years. I can't sum it up in one sentence. You know, you want to know what it's like? Go and join.
It's awkward. Mostly because people preface it with, oh, I don't mean to be rude, or do you mind if I ask?
Rob says she often does not tell people she's a veteran.
I just don't share my experiences with people, and it's personal. It's deeply personal.
She says the people here who run with her just get it, and nobody forces her to talk about anything she doesn't want to. The program has exploded in popularity. Army veteran Mike Irwin started the group following his tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He says when he was in graduate school at the University of Michigan, he felt like a fish out of water, missing the military culture and his peers. He also liked to run, and he had started a group that ran marathons to raise money for veterans. But after veterans began reaching out to him on social media, he knew something else needed to happen.
How can we most effectively set veterans up for building connections and integrating back into their community is by making sure that we tap into all of the possible people who are interested in getting personally involved.
What started with Irwin, his wife, and a few friends 5 years ago is now a nonprofit based in Tampa, with 16 staff members, a board of directors, and thousands of volunteers. And the relationships that develop when people run together or eat brunch after a run extend into their daily lives. Ann Arbor chapter captain Ryan Taylor remembers one especially tough day when he was going through his divorce and he came home to an empty house.
I kind of sat down on the floor and I just lost it. And I sent one of my friends a text.
He sent it to a buddy of his who was also a member of Team RWB and who happened to be a civilian and not a vet.
He didn't respond. He came over 10 minutes later and picked me up off the floor and took me to his house. And I stayed over there the next few days.
Taylor says that gesture was a big deal to him.
You know, and the fact that he came over and did that and took me to his house and we didn't have to talk about it, you know, but he knew and it was, you know, I can't thank him enough, and he knows that.
Like many veterans involved with this group, Ryan Taylor says what was missing in his life, he's found in this group, and that's helped make him whole again. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Norris in Ann Arbor.